Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
This is another bonus episode of the Stala podcast.
That's right.
That this is what it is.
That's what it is.
No more to say about it.
Where we answer your questions.
Yeah.
Your burning questions.
The ones that keep you up at night.
Dirty pigs.
Wish someone would answer that for me.
I need an answer now. Just Google it. No, don't. Send it in to us. Stala@goloudnow.com.
We need to know.
Do we have any? Do we?
We do.
Have,
yeah. Sorry.
We have producer Ed in the building.
How we doing? How we doing? Yo, will they do that, the DJ voice
in that OG Adidas top?
Yeah, it's original.
It's pretty cool.
It's nice.
You like the Adidas, the OG Adidas, don't you?
Yeah, bit of a fan.
What runners have you got on? Reebok.
These are Reeboks. Yeah.
British flag on it.
Very comfortable.
British flag on it.
Traitor.
I have a white foot.
Traitor.
Dirty traitor. Yeah.
Hi guys.
Dirty bootlicker.
Nice. My question is: what's a small hill you're willing to die on? Like very small. Thanks, guys. Love the pod, Ava. Go on, Darren.
Don't worry about pissing us off.
Jeans are
overrated.
Jeans, yeah.
So that's the hill you're gonna do.
Do we use our word in them as well?
Oh,
they're the most uncomfortable fucking thing ever, aren't they? They are.
I think I disagree. But is that a hill you're willing to die on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeans are poxy.
Go in hard.
Is it? Don't feel free, like, to
don't hold back.
Don't hold back. Go on, Darren.
I fucking absolutely fucking hate jeans.
Oh,
I think if you wear jeans, you're a fucking baby.
Oh,
well, I never.
That is scandalous stuff, right there.
Any clothing items, Joe, that you're, if there was a hill of them that you'd be willing to die on, anything that you think, fuck it.
I think ankle socks are a waste of time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, they can fuck off.
Wear them in the gym, no?
I think shoes can fuck off. Because shoes, you only wear shoes because they're there. If we just got rid of shoes entirely, I'm not talking about runners. Runners are fine. I'm saying, like, black or brown,
like
shoes.
Black patent shoes, like.
Yeah, patent shoes, like.
Yeah.
If we just could get rid of them entirely, like, no one actually likes them. And no one looks good in them.
They're not comfortable at all.
At all.
There's no comfort in them. They're not designed to be comfortable.
But they're not even stylish either.
Oh. They don't go with anything with other nothing. Than a fucking suit.
Yeah.
And who's wearing suits anymore?
Exactly.
Get rid of them as well.
Exactly. Get rid of a fucking suit. Jeans and a short is for fine. Like, when people are getting married and they're wearing a tuxedo, it's like a child playing dress up. You never wear a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even
do you
own
know
a
who
tuxedo.
Used to wear
you
suits?
Bought it specifically who? For this reason.
Do you know who used to wear suits?
Go on.
And shoes like that?
The Penguin.
My granddad. And if he was still alive, he'd be 90.
And that's only because they didn't have other clothes then. They just had suits. You couldn't buy
every day they
a t-shirt.
Suits.
Yeah. I mean,
imagine going
when
to
my
shop
granddad was your
suit.
Age, Ed. Mm. When my granddad was your
age,
he would wear a suit.
Just where, anywhere.
You're
yeah,
wearing
all
a tracksuit.
Day, every day.
You're wearing a Reebok tracksuit top.
It's an Adidas Originals.
All the one.
Imagine being hungover and rolling out of your bed.
And having to put on a pair of trousers and braces and a shirt.
I just put a suit on.
A suit.
On a Tuesday. I'm just saying.
And they all had to wear, and all had to wear hats as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was JFK that stopped all that.
JFK stopped hats?
Before he was elected, he turned up at a rally and everybody was wearing hats. And he was like, he just said, I'm not into hats. And he didn't wear a hat. And everybody went, oh, check it out. JFK's not into the hats. And it absolutely started a trend of people not wearing hats anymore.
Really?
How factual that is, it's for you to decide.
Okay.
But that is what I believe to be true.
But you remember, there's like, you know, was it the 1912 lockout where all the lads down on the docks went on strike?
Mm. I was there.
1912?
Mm.
You were there?
I was there.
You remember it well, it's like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you look at photographs and stuff from that, like, these are lads that walk on the docks.
Still in the
skin. And they're wearing suits. Imagine getting into a time machine in a Reebok tracksuit.
They'd have a banger.
They say, what the fuck are you wearing? What's that? What's that on your feet?
Is that some sort of quilt?
What is this colour?
We only wear grey.
Why are you wearing pyjamas? That's what they'd say.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Put a hat on you. Wearing pyjamas for. It's weird.
It is weird, actually.
Why has that got a British flag on it? That Reebok top. What's that?
Get that out of here.
Traitor.
Get out
of here. Traitor, traitor. Get the hands. Good hills, lads. There were good hills to die on.
Me and mine was pretty...
Well, you started it.
I know. I'm sorry.
You did start the fire.
When did the Ireland... Like, so back then in 1912, there was no Ireland flag. Was there? No.
No.
That's mad, isn't it?
Mm. Was there a flag? Any flag?
It would have
been a flag.
Black with a harp, a green with a harp on it.
Yeah.
So there was no green, white, and orange flag.
So when did green, white, and orange come along?
When we had our own country.
What was the first ever country?
No, 22 was when we had, when the treaty was signed, I think, and then 32 was when it became a republic, okay, instead of like a separate, it became
a constitutional,
its own country.
Yeah.
Is there now like higher up to monitor all this?
What? This country. Chat?
The countries. The I don't countries. Know what
that means. Yeah, yeah, the Brits.
Did they rule the world?
Yeah, they rule Ireland.
What was the first ever country?
The first ever country? Wouldn't you say maybe Egypt?
That's a good one. That's a good question.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would have been a nation.
Like, yeah, but what was the first ever nation? The first ever stamped, like, this is called...
They say Rome. Rome. The Roman Empire was where civilization started.
Well, determining the first country depends on whether you define it by ancient civilization or modern statehood. Egypt is often considered the first nation state, unified around 3100 BCE. Iran is next.
Oh, in the news.
Then India.
Would have been Persia. Would have been called Persia.
Then China, coming in. San Marino,
squeezed in there.
Jeez. Oldest republic. Jesus, fair do San Marino.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
One question today. Do you think you've pooped in more than 415 toilets in your lifetime?
No.
Yours truly, the Titty Brawler XX. Now, the XX, sorry, is a kiss as opposed to...
Yeah, okay.
Right, Titty Brawler XX.
Have I pooped in over 415?
Well, 0.5. How the 0.5 comes into it.
No, I don't think so.
Ever?
400 different toilets.
Different toilets.
Poop, like?
Mm-hmm.
No, I guarantee it, I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say I shat in about 1,000 different toilets.
Stop.
Yeah.
I've never in my whole life had a shit in a pub.
Say that again?
I've never had a poo in a pub.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God I've never had
Have a you ever never so you've never wanted to poo in a pub?
I don't think I've ever needed to have a poo in a pub. And I've you never drink
Guinness.
Went for a poo
in
a pub.
But you drink Guinness.
Yeah, it's mean I need to have a poo every time I drink Guinness.
It's very pooey though, Guinness, isn't it?
It's pooey the next day.
It is a bit of a diuretic.
The next day.
Yeah. Well, it can't be on. It depends on what you've been eating during the day.
That's a weird one to think of, because I know I've never done a poo in a pub.
I try to avoid it at all costs, but I know I have had a shit in a pub.
I don't think I've ever had a poo in a cinema.
I'll go so far as to say I've done poos in pubs and not even had a drink.
What?
Yeah.
What you mean?
It might be caught short.
I don't think the gargle makes you want to have a poo in a pub, though. I think it's something you ate earlier on that makes you want to have a poo in a pub.
I'd be in town. There was a couple of times where I was just in town and I needed, they would poo and just go into the toilet.
Yeah.
In an emergency. I know I have a video where I say they should get rid of toilets and pumps.
Mm.
But I've done...
Considering I haven't never done a poo in a pub, I'm narrowing it down that I've pooed in less than 415 toilets in my life.
Wow.
How many toilets would you say you've done a poo in then?
I did do a poo in a pub.
Yeah.
Because I walked in a pub.
Yeah, there you go.
That doesn't count. I've never done a poo in a pub on a night out.
You've never pooed in a pub as a punter?
I think it's fucking absolutely weird. I think it's very weird if you're on a night out or you're in a pub and there's a match on, it's like past 8 p.m. and there's a poo in the toilet. And there's a scent of poo in the toilet.
Well, they should be flushing it. When someone
I just
spends...
think it's weird. Is it not weird to poo in a pub at night time?
I think it's weird it's weird to poo in a pub all the time.
What? All the time, yeah, all the time.
Why is it weird?
Why is it weird? It's kind of disgusting.
It's only natural. Am I missing something here? What if you're in the pub and you need to take a poo? Do you feel that bodily need in the confines of a pub is weird?
I've left the pub to go home to do a poo.
I find that weird.
I think if you really need to go and you're in a pub, just go for a poo in the pub.
Yeah.
But I think it's weird. I think it's weird to see a poo in the toilet in a pub.
Most pubs, the toilets are male. The pubs that
That's a separate issue though.
You would fall into the toilet if you sat down to do a poo-poo. You don't want to do a poo-poo in the toilets alone. They're not for pooing in.
I would be Mission Impossible in my head if I needed to have a poo in a pub.
It'd be so quick.
Would you hold it in?
I wouldn't know. I mean, like, I'd just be like over-analysing what I'm going to do. Like,
Here's one problem. The biggest problem about pooing in a pub is that you have to come out of the cubicle eventually.
And everyone knows you pooed.
And there's always someone in a toilet. So they know what you did
Would you poo in a petrol station?
Oh, no.
No.
I didn't even know they had toilets.
Yes.
They do. You need a code.
Like a Circle K, you can go do a poo in a Circle K. No, you can't.
You can.
It's like a staff toilet, is it?
I'm telling you, I can name four off the top of my head in Castlebar alone.
The one in English, you can.
Yeah.
It's like a staff toilet. You can say, I use the toilet back there?
If it serves food, invariably it's a good sized one with a good sized deli with seating, invariably there's a Jack's.
Are you talking about like a plaza, like Barack Obama Plaza?
Not even that big, man.
90% of
good size
in this country would probably have
service
a toilet,
stations,
public toilet.
What about like at festivals? I don't think I've ever taken a shit in a festival toilet.
I've done one in a Portaloo in the festival. There's no way to go.
You have to do it. What are you gonna do, Joe?
But when you're in a pub,
leave the festival and go to the town. The village usually
leave the festival to go into town.
Yeah. If you're in
go on, finish it.
If you're in electric,
so you go into Stradbally.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna do your poo then?
Like in a cafe.
In a cafe or in a pub?
No, in a cafe or something.
At 11 at night?
Eh.
No, oh, 11 at night. No. I'd hold it. I'd hold the poo.
For the weekend?
Not for the weekend. Till the next morning. Till next day. Like
and do it in a porta cabin. Portaloo.
In a cafe.
I'd like to count how many times poo has been mentioned. How the word poo has been said a lot.
415. Have we said the word poo more times than you've taken a poo in a toilet?
Yes.
Wow.
I've done many at home.
I believe that.
Two a day. Sometimes.
That is incredibly active.
Were I to look up...
Good. That's good. If you're doing two a day,
number of poos a human takes in a lifetime, what would you say?
I think
we're going into territory now that we don't need to know. And Owen would be so upset with how this podcast...
If I was to answer, I would say 15,000.
In a lifetime?
In a lifetime, yeah.
Well, how many days do you live?
365 in a year.
22,000 is the average. 22,000 days.
Of living? Jeez.
That's wrong.
It's not a lot.
But I don't think that's right.
What?
I just made that up.
What did you say?
22,000.
What did you say?
15,000.
No, I said... To what was the question?
How many bowel movements would you have...
In a lifetime?
In a lifetime.
38,000.
15,000, I think.
Okay.
One every 2 days.
Based on...
No, it's going to be like 13,000.
This is obviously average across...
No, I'm going to tell you the exact number. 12,000. In and around 12,000.
Joseph?
I'm sticking with 15,000.
Based on 1.66 daily bowel movements, a person living to 80 years old will likely have around... 48,000 to 50,000 bowel movements over their lifetime.
No.
That is insane content. What the fuck are we doing?
5,700 hours on the toilet in your life.
There should be a fucking
quality time.
Warning.
That's me time.
That's Q time.
You're going to do a trigger warning before we
We should move on. Owen's going to have my head.
Can we talk about food?
Not after
sing.
That.
Can we sing?
Not after what we just talked about. We've got one more left in. From Ferg in Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Lads, with all the shit hitting the fan in the Middle East, I wanted to ask, in case things kick off here, what kind of soldiers do you think you'd make? Joe, I'm assuming your innate flying skills, you'd be going Air Force. Darren, with your God-given I'm a celebrity gifts, you'd be boots on the ground. What kind of soldiers would you make should it come to it?
Do you know what I think is interesting? With the Iran stuff that's going on, like, this isn't even conspiracy theory, like, this is common knowledge. The CIA are currently in Iran trying to figure out who's going to take control of Iran when the bombing stops.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fun job, isn't it? It's like interviewing the next leader of Iran. That's what I want to be doing. I want to be a CIA guy.
What questions would you ask?
Like, what's your plans? It's like a
where do you see yourself in the future?
Yeah, wait, would you what's your 5-year plan?
Would you put on a pub?
Would you have pubs? I think that would be the best job. The CIA kind of
recruitment,
reshaping
HR for a CIA. Kind
yes,
of. Mm.
Yes. I feel like it's the safest job as well. I feel like they're just sending emails from a distance.
Yeah,
they're on Indeed.com putting out ads for
how are you
next leader of Iran. Think I'll apply.
Darren, what kind of soldier would you be?
Chip Hazard. Major Chip Hazard.
Is that from Toy Soldiers?
Leader of the commandos. That's the type of soldier I'd be.
Could you be relied on, do you think, in a foxhole situation?
I'd cry.
I'd run, man.
You'd run.
I'd be sad.
Would you pretend you were dead?
No, I'd just run. I'd run at the first chance I got.
You'd be crying.
So if the Russians came here and they started recruiting... That, like, we were forced into the army. We were forced into war. Ah, man, I'd have to leg it.
Yeah.
I'd have to hide.
Yeah,
I feel like the whole country would do that.
Yeah, it'd be gone.
I always said it, like, if the Russians came here to take over, I'd be just like, yeah, go on, go for it.
Oh, they'd have it done by lunchtime.
Yeah. You can't do any worse than these lads, like.
Oh, there'd be all those lads coming out going, hey, you might as well have a go.
I think we'd stand our ground.
This mob.
We'd stand our ground, wouldn't we?
We'd stand our ground, we wouldn't have bollocks. We'd send the guards after them with our batons.
And pepper spray.
Get them, quick.
Get them.
They're ruining the peace. Save the peace. They're bleeding. What kind of soldier would you be? I'd like to be a sniper.
Yeah.
Hiding out in the board's nest and popping shots.
Save his house.
If not
a sniper could just get you out of.
If you had to choose, though, between Army, Navy or Air Force.
The Commando Elite.
I think the Navy would be boring, wouldn't it? The Navy would be boring. You'd be just floating in the sea on a boat for ages.
In a submarine?
Kind of. It'd be a bit of crack if you were a pilot in one of them B2.
There'd be less running.
Stealth yokes.
Would there?
You could get sick, though.
Yeah.
Get seasick on the boat.
It's not looking good, lads, for Ireland if we're representing the resistance it would meet, you know, any invaders would encounter.
Who would step up to the plate?
The Gorgon.
Name one person that you
own.
Own
Brennan would be a good soldier.
The Gorgonites.
The Gorgon.
What are you talking about?
Someone is going to get the reference when they're listening. Sorry, I just got a bit fucking mad here. Who would you send?
I don't know anyone that would go up to the front line. Your man that went to Ukraine, he'd probably fight for the crack. A few lunatics. Like, the people that go to war are mad bastards.
People that got expelled from school.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That are just like mad.
Yeah.
Live in mad estates in Finglas and all. They'd just be like, oh, I'm going to snap. Where's them Russians?
Where's Putin?
I'm going to snap. Biting their fists and all. Get him out. Step out. Step out, Putin.
It's a great, isn't it? They call it the great generation, is it? The American... lads that went over for the World War II, they call them, what is it? Yeah, the Great Generation. This is the generation that won poo in a pub.
I just turn the telly off and I go, wait, that's that then. I just lie on the floor.
Oh.
Just go on Duolingo learning Russian. Yeah. Just straight up, like, that's a...
No, I'd really...
Do you know what? Communism doesn't sound too bad.
I'll just accept me fight and lie on the floor and just wait for them to come.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'd say, I'd probably just lie on the ground.
You say, ah, right, okay.
Say sound. Sound, yeah, all right, cool. Right. I'm just going to grab some stuff.
Do you want that in the shops?
Yeah. Do you want that in the
E? Sorry, I was going to do it.
That's it, lads. The country's fucked.
That's not what we're grand. We're
hypothetical.
We're just playing. We're just floating over here on the outside of Europe. I feel like we could if things got bad in Europe, we'd just kind of push ourselves away a little bit.
But you're not even mad about the whole thing, about everything in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on a floating ball in space.
I know, isn't
it? It's true.
And all these things are happening.
You think about it.
And then if you just take yourself out of there, you're not. You're just in space, like.
Wrap it up.
Meditation or something.
Picture yourself outside of Earth, just like looking at it.
That's meditation.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. You could do a meditation app. Do a little voiceover.
Mm.
Conway's Meditations.
You feel like you're holding Earth in your hands.
Okay, we'll wrap
like
it up then.
Galactus, I'm going to start bringing down your feet.
Like then. Galactus from X-Men. That's who you're like, yeah?
Right, nice one. Thanks very much.
Right.
Talk to you.